Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, everybody. It's Jeremy. Today, we're going to be talking about togetherness from Psalm 133. Psalm 133:1 says, "How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity." Now, this might not be a shock to you, but I just want to say, on the record, people are really, really weird and different. Of course, I know I have my quirks and idiosyncrasies and hang-ups, but other people are sometimes really hard to live with. Of course, verse 1 of Psalm 133 reminded me of a time when I first moved out with a bunch of people I didn't know. I knew my family's rhythms and their mannerisms, but now I'm in a new environment that's completely foreign, with people who are closer to being strangers than being friends with me. It was really hard to learn the right rhythms. Let me just help you imagine 4 guys to 1 bathroom. It was hard to learn the routines, work and play, and the timing of everything. It was even hard to learn about our diets. One guy was vegan, and there's no offense to vegans out there, just it made my diet very difficult. We all had to learn how we were the same and how we were different. We had to accept the why behind the differences. And we had to really rally around our Savior, Jesus, who tied us all together. It was our faith that ended up forming the bond that smoothed away the rough edges of our togetherness. What seemed bad and unpleasant became good and pleasant. And after compromise, concessions, we end up learning how to be united, even in very confined spaces. 9 guys to a room. The lessons that God had taught us while we initially lived together became the foundation to trust one another in the mess that we were about to step into. The trust we had developed gave us shelter from the storms. I'm talking about literal storms, hurricanes, and even fire on the ship. And figurative, we got arrested in a foreign country. Those are the storms we were about to face. The trials we were about to face could not take away the unity that we had learned by truly being together in life versus just being around each other. Now, you might be wondering what the difference between togetherness and just being together is, and it's kind of subtle. Proverbs 17:17 tells us that a friend is for all times, but a brother is born for adversity. So this idea of togetherness or living together in unity is this idea that through all the ups and downs of life, we're together. Not just for a couple hours a week or because it's easy. And this is why being woven together is so vital for us individually and then, of course, collectively. And so we've come to the point of this devotional where I got to ask you, am I, living together in unity with others? If we are or we're not, either way, how does that shape our lives? How does living together in unity give you hope? I want you to take a few moments and think about what that looks like today. If you have that, that's wonderful. But if you're missing something and you're going, I want to be part of this togetherness, this living together in unity, we have so many wonderful opportunities here at church. Just let us know how we can join in together with you. Thanks for listening today. I hope you find some encouragement in that, and I hope we can find togetherness together. Have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.